If anyone can hear me, this message is for you. My name is Alex Danny and I hope I'm coming through. I do these weekly broadcasts hoping that they ease your strife. We're all in this together in this lonely island life. We're all in this together in this lonely island life. I shipwrecked on this island so many years ago. It's filled with talking animals, and now I call it home. Until it's safe to call for rest, and here I will reside. We're all in this together in this lonely island life. We're all in this together in this lonely island life.
Welcome to Island Life with Alex Denny. It's my broadcast from an island of talking animals. Hope you enjoy it. Because that's what I'm going to be doing for the next, 30-something minutes or so. It's what I do every week. I've been doing it for like 8 years now while I've been shipwrecked on this island. And, you know, it brings me a lot of joy in my life. I've met so many new and great people. Something else that brings me joy in my life, I write my journal. That's a part of my daily routine. You know, I do some meditation, I do some stretching, I exercise, take a walk, and I write my journal, write down things that have happened to me. Like the last entry, I was feeling super anxious. That's a thing that's really helpful. Sometimes it's useful if you're just, you don't know what to do, just sit there and start writing out your thoughts, and it helps get me through it. So you're not just circling around in your own brain. You know, instead you can put it out there and you can look at it and you can organize it. And instead of it being this echo chamber, it settles down. It's all part. It can be in itself meditative and calming. I recommend everybody keep a journal. And even, you know, what you can do with your journal, that means because it's written down, you can go back and read it again. I try to make it a point to like look back like last year, last 5 years or something. You read something. You say, oh yeah, that's where my life was. Sometimes you say, oh, that was a problem I had then, and I fixed it. Sometimes you're like, that was a problem I had then, I still have that problem. Maybe I should keep working harder on that problem. For me, for a long time, I've considered it a problem that I was shipwrecked on this island. But lately, you know, while I know that lots of people are dealing with troubles of their own out in a world with a big old scary pandemic, I feel lucky to be here in a place that doesn't have that going on right now. And that's why I'm not reaching out for rescue until the pandemic's cleared up. And meanwhile, using my broadcast to meet new people who might be picking it up. Hopefully I meet somebody today. If there's anybody out there who's happening to hear this, I'd love to say hello.
Hello?
Hello. Hi. I'm Alex Denny. Who am I speaking to?
This is Aliza Pearl.
Hi, Aliza Pearl. Nice to meet you.
Hi. I didn't think this was going to be an interactive thing.
Ooh, how are you picking me up? My broadcast comes through on all kinds of weird ways.
Oh, well, I was just scrolling through YouTube, as I like to do sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And I had it on just autoplay, so this just started playing.
Oh, what, really?
It's talking back.
You say it's on YouTube. What's the video showing?
Some birds and an island and a
what?
Palm tree.
Is somebody filming the island? Is that?
No, it's animated. It's animated.
Oh,
it's like a drawing, I should say.
Well, that sounds really crazy. Somebody's animating the island.
Are animating you? You're like actually on an island.
Sorry. Yes, I'm shipwrecked on an island of talking animals. And I'm broadcasting on my emergency radio.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
So, wow. Somebody's animating this. I don't know. That sounds magical. That sounds really interesting. Maybe it's like a computer program. They can do all kinds of stuff, I hear, off the island where, like, it just makes stuff for you now. Like, you don't even have to write scripts or anything like that because a computer will write it.
I mean, you think an AI could have just picked up your broadcast and made it into a YouTube channel?
Maybe. I mean, the really interesting thing there is if there's this AI that's listening to my broadcast and making animations, what else is it doing? Whoa. Am I right?
Whoa. Wow. I mean, yeah. I've heard some strange stuff about AIs lately. There's a virtual actress and influencer who just got signed by a major agency here in LA.
Really?
Yeah, and she's a program, a digital virtual human.
Interesting. Does she have a voice actor? Is there a team of people writing for her? Or is she? Did you say she is an AI, or is she just a concept?
I don't know. I actually haven't done that much looking into it.
So. It's making me think of, I remember back when I was growing up and the Final Fantasy movie came out. I don't know if you know anything about that. It was kind of a big flop, but they at the time were trying to promote it as the woman character in the film. They're like, she's going to be a digital actress. Cause the whole thing was, they were really going for photorealistic CGI at a time where that was brand new, and they're like, yeah, this is going to be the world's first digital actress. We're going to use the same character in lots of different movies. And then the movie was a flop and the character designs were still kind of uncanny valley, and that never happened. Maybe we've finally gotten there though.
Maybe.
I wouldn't know. We don't have any computers on this island unless something like washes up on shore. So
yeah. Okay, tell me about this island situation. What are you doing?
What am I doing? I mean, I'm trying to live my life. I got my little hut studio apartment. I try to pick up some acting work. I do odd jobs. Yeah. We've got some bit of a art scene here on the island. So
wow.
I might perform in a play, or I take improv at one of the improv schools here on the island. We've got, we got the pack, we've got the pit. Yeah, so we've got all kinds of arts. What about you? I mean, I'm interested in knowing what you're up to in your life. What kind of stuff do you do now while, I guess, the pandemic's going on, but also when there's not a pandemic going on?
I'm an actor and a writer and an improviser, and I'm really into sci-fi and Star Trek and tabletop gaming. We're in a pandemic right now, so everyone's staying home most of the time. And before the pandemic, I had also started spending more time at home and resting. So, yeah, I don't know. It's been a different transition for me going into pandemic times.
You say different, like different from you feel like other people's pandemic experiences are?
Yeah. Well, basically, I got diagnosed with something called fibromyalgia 2 years ago.
Mm.
And I don't know if you've ever heard of it.
I've heard of it. I don't know too much about it.
Well, it's a chronic pain condition where there's a lot of different symptoms, but the biggest symptoms are chronic pain, chronic fatigue, and then digestive issues, sleep, like disturbances, like insomnia and things like that. And so it's kind of a mess.
doesn't sound fun.
It's not fun. It sucks. But yeah, I was diagnosed 2 years ago after 2 years of weird symptoms getting worse and worse. And so, yeah, for the past 4 years, I've been more home, you know, staying home more and having to rest more. And I used to go be out late doing improv shows, and I couldn't do that anymore. I had to be home. I will say this, I think having a chronic illness and having to navigate it during a pandemic, I have a different insight into it. I was already equipped to do a lot of self-care. Let's put it that way.
What's something you feel like has helped you the most in your own self-care? Maybe if there's anybody else who's listening, or I'm always trying to work on my own self-care as well. What do you think has helped maybe better equip you as this has happened?
Well, honestly, I am a very ambitious person, and I like to be productive. Makes me feel good about being a human. And that has been the hardest thing to overcome with this illness and I think with this pandemic probably too for a lot of people, the hardest thing was to just slow down and to make rest a priority and to not pack the day full of things and to not say yes to everything. And to actually actively say no to things that was the hardest part, to kind of unhook myself from this treadmill of productivity.
Yeah. I can actually relate. I don't have fibromyalgia not to my knowledge, but I also have like chronic back pain, and I've developed some issues with my wrists, and I've got some anxiety and depression stuff that I deal with. And so
That's like all
similar
fibromyalgia.
Maybe that's what I've got. I don't know. But at the very least, you know, I feel like I can relate to that need to, because I'm in the same way. Like I want to, there's so much I want to do and having to learn that rest is a part of life. Like I think in a lot of ways I've always like resented sleep and rest and, you know, the life would be better if I just didn't have to sleep, didn't have to stop, you know, but once you learn that, like, no, that's just a part of it. Like,
right. Yeah.
It's important to give yourself rest so you can keep living life long term.
Yeah. And one thing that makes me think of too, like how ableist I have been in my whole life and just didn't realize how deep that went. And it was, and now I'm like ableist with myself, or I'm working on not being, but like whenever I try to compare myself, my current output to what I did before, or to what other people are able to do or friends are able to do, I'm being really ableist. And oh man, like we live in an ableist society, and it's really hard to undo some of that thinking.
It's hard to know. It's hard to even conceive of it, especially when you're younger, you know, it's hard to conceive of like not being able to do stuff.
Yeah.
And now I think it's interesting because we've all, you know, out here we had island fever that was affecting the island. I know outside of the island, they were having you've got the pandemic going on and everybody's having to like slow down, or even me being on this island. Like I was trying to get to Los Angeles to be an actor myself. Instead I got stopped here. And I, you know, for a long time I was like, oh, if only I was in LA, like I'm sure I would already be a movie star, you know, that kind of thing. And, and this is just slowing me down, but learning to just accept life as it comes and yourself where you are and not compare yourself too hard to anybody. So, and even on the island, I've not other humans to compare myself, but all I'm surrounded by lots of animals who are talented and special all in their own way. And I have to remember that I don't have to compare myself to them either.
Oh my goodness. Well, yeah, definitely.
I mean, howdy ho down there.
Cornelius flying around outside my hut.
Yeah, hold on.
Oh yeah. Land right here, buddy.
It's been too long.
You're absolutely right. I mean, I haven't seen you since we went into isolation for island fever. It's nice to see you.
Yes, I stuck to my own ways up in the trees. My own little tree cabin I built.
Sure.
It's very nice. You have to come check it out sometime.
Oh, I admit I get a little nervous trying to climb up so high, but I'm going to give it a shot.
One day you'll get it. I believe in you. Who is this you're talking to?
Oh, sorry. How rude of me.
Hi. Are you a talking bird?
Cockatoo, to be precise. My name is Cornelius III of Cockatoo.
Oh, wow. Hi, I'm Aliza. I've never talked to a bird with this much ability to talk before. I'm kind of shocked right
She's
now.
She's a human.
No worries. I'm quite used to it. And the pleasure is all mine, madam.
Oh, well, thank you. How refined you sound.
Well, thank you. And then I hear you are... From above, I was listening a little bit, but I hear you are an adventurer on the mainland.
Yeah, I live in Los Angeles.
Oh.
California.
Smashing.
Yeah. It's really nice here. The weather is like 80-something degrees. I mean, you're on a tropical island, though.
Yes, sure. It's perfect all year round. It's very nice. We have wet seasons, but mostly perfect.
I kind of wish I was where you guys are.
Yes, you should be. You should. You should come. It's quite light.
Cornelius quite nice. Needs a new girlfriend.
Oh, hello there. Who is that, might I hear?
You can't recognize me? I mean, I'm not easy to miss.
Lucy!
Lucy?
I'm a pachyderm.
What kind of specific pachyderm are you, Lucy?
All right, fine. I'm an elephant.
Ooh, I love elephants.
You look quite majestic there, Lucy. It's a pleasure.
I just stopped by because, you know, I heard Alex doing his thing, and then I heard this really beautiful lady's voice, and I was like, maybe I'll meander over there and see what this is all about. And, of course, Cornelius beats me to it, but, you know.
Well, you know me. When I hear a proper woman's voice, I can't help myself.
Wow, y'all are starved for some ladies on that island, huh?
I'd say the gender balance is probably about normal, but we have all, you know, up until recently, we were all cooped up. I can definitely say that.
My feathers just get rough thinking about it. I couldn't wait to get out.
Yeah.
Normally, you can imagine, Cornelius is a very handsome bird. He's got that very pleasant accent. You can imagine that the ladies are all the pawns.
Do you like my cockatoo fro? I've been working on my movements.
Did I ever tell you, I've given myself a mohawk in the past. Lucy,
excuse
I'm so...
me.
Lucy has trouble. Lucy has trouble. It's
Well, my trunk doesn't work. I try to do the trumpet call, but I can't do it.
Well, let me see if I could just... Let me take a look at that here. Let me see here.
Is it allergies?
What if I just... No. Okay, try again. Okay, it's close. Let me just...
Maybe it just sounds like you're farting.
I think it's island fever. It's still getting me.
Sounds like you're farting, Lucy. Sorry about that.
Wait, so what are the symptoms of island fever?
Well...
Depression, really. That's mostly it for me. That's okay. That's why I use my journal.
Can really vary. Oh, you keep a journal too, Cornelius?
Ah, of course I do. How else will I keep track of all the fascinating things in life?
I don't need to keep a journal because elephants never forget.
There it is. Your journal's inside your head.
Mm-hmm.
That must be a nice thing to have. Well, I guess I'm going to have its pros and cons.
Yep. But good thing, because I can't really write either.
Mm.
You paint a little, don't you?
I paint, but I don't write. That's why I left the mainland.
I think
I'm very good at drying paints. I just flap my wings and I just can dry them very quickly. So if you need someone to speed up the process,
Aliza,
let me know.
Aliza.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You just have this beautiful voice, and I couldn't help but notice. Are you a voice actor?
Oh, well, thank you. Well, I've done a little bit of voice acting, and I want to do more.
You should.
I don't have like a voice reel and stuff.
Mm.
I've been meaning to do that, to like get a voice reel together, maybe take a class or something.
I heard it's that you can make a voice reel on your own, I hear these days.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard that too.
Just whip it up.
Sounds like the perfect time.
So just do it. I know, right? During this lockdown.
But I concur. Nice voice.
I wonder if... Well, see, it's so difficult for inconsistency of people picking up my broadcast. But I was like, could I be a voice actor? Like, if my voice is going out, could I do voice work on the island here? You know, when the
have a setup, you could just beam it over to the mainland.
The problem is, I busted my microphone.
Looks
a few
like you're
weeks
putting
ago.
A spell on me, Alex. I don't know how to react.
What's that?
Said it looks like you're putting a spell on me with your fingers.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm gesticulating a lot. I'm waving my hands around. Oh, did I hypnotize?
Careful. She's easily hypnotized.
I think you hypnotized me.
Nope. Here she goes again. Oh, watch out. Here she comes.
Oh, that sounded almost like a trumpet.
Almost.
Almost got it cleared up there.
You'll get there. You know, sometimes it can take a while to recover from the symptoms of a disease, but you keep working at it, and you might get through it. And at the very least, you learn to live with it better.
Mm-hmm. I might just be a vocal-less elephant.
You might. But then that would just be something about you that would make you unique. And,
come here. Come here, now. No, it's okay. That's all right. Come here. Just put your snout right here in my bosom.
Can I give you a hug, Lucy?
Oh, that's messy. Just group hug. Group hug. Bring it in.
Group hug.
Lisa, I don't remember your apartment being so big, but I feel quite snug in here, and I feel like I can actually fit this time.
When it got knocked down during the tonsoon, we did rebuild a little bit bigger.
Makes sense.
Kelly was here last week, and she's a big old bird, and I don't know if she would have been so comfortable either in the old hut. Oh, so I'm glad you feel more comfortable.
Is she one of those condor birds, those big giant birds? Yes, they think they're so majestic with their giant
wingspans.
You dated
for quite a time, but, you know, I know that you like to try to forget your exes.
Ooh, there's so much drama on this island.
You better believe it.
I like to live in the present, not the past.
Mm-hmm.
You have an interesting past, Cornelius. I don't know if it's ever been told on the broadcast, but...
You mean how I got to this island?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite a sad story, but it has a happy ending, I see. I was in England with my royal host who had me in a birdcage. A little sad, but she was lovely. She fed me well. And, well, we took a nice private jet trip across the ocean just to come to an island for a nice getaway. And unfortunately, everyone on the plane had sort of a sneezing attack and everyone panicked and think they were all catching the fever and the fever and the panic and the epidemic. And well, they crashed the plane right into the ocean. It was a tragedy. Luckily, my cage helped me survive. And you know what? My master, they survived too. I kept feeding her with my little beak mouth, and I just kept her alive until help came. And well, in return, she granted me my freedom. And so I flew to the nearest island, and I've been here ever since, and it's been quite illustrious.
Oh my God, that is a very dramatic story.
Right?
Yes, but a happy ending indeed.
Yeah, you're a survivor, Cornelius.
Well, I think it's important that we all are survivors, you know. It's easy to try to anticipate what will come, but one will never know what will come, so one must always be ready for the unexpected.
Word.
Oh, whoa.
I thought I saw a mouse. You know, your little conscience mouse. Hate that guy. But he's nice.
Oh, you mean me? Murray?
Ah!
Oh, my God. Where did he come from?
Ah! Hi, guys. Lucy, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to stir you, Lucy. I'm just here checking up on Alex. We do our meditations regularly. And...
Oh, just breathe. Just breathe.
Lucy, exactly you're so much bigger than that mouse, okay? There's nothing to be afraid of, okay?
Just breathe, Lucy.
These are true statements.
Ooh. Okay.
Can I ask you a question, Lucy?
Yeah, of course.
This might be insensitive considering how freaked out you are right now. I always had a theory that elephants were afraid of mice because they were afraid the mice would run up their trunk. Is that true?
Yes! That's exactly it! You know, you don't know what, there's this story in my family that we can never shake. One day, we were sleeping, we were on a train, and there was a mouse, and he went up my great aunt's trunk, and he could never get out. Now I'm kind of freaking out that this is what's wrong with my trunk.
You're worried you have a mouse up your trunk?
There might be a dead mouse up there.
Oh, no.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm sorry, Maury, but, you know.
You know what we could do? We could have him go up there and look for you.
No, I'm okay. I'm okay.
Are you sure?
I'm all right.
He's small. He could do it.
Yeah, well, there's smaller animals that I trust going up there, okay?
Okay.
No, you might not be able to come back out.
I mean, he's already putting on his little mouse doctor gloves, so I mean...
See, if it's not a mouse up there, what if there's something else that are eating mice up there? And you don't know. Then that's another... That's a death on my hands or my trunk. Wrong. And I can't be held responsible. I don't have insurance.
I took fencing lessons for quite a while. I have his back. Tally ho, good sir.
Okay, you know what? Maybe I'm going to go for a walk. I'm going to go for a walk and cool down.
All right. Yeah, I mean, do what you got to do.
It's okay, Aliza, for asking me that question. I never really talk about it.
Okay. Enjoy
your walk. I'll be back.
Okay.
Wow.
Feel bad for Lucy.
Did I mishear, mouse person, are you a doctor, too?
I'm Moral. No, I'm not a doctor. I am a meditation guide.
Oh.
Yeah, so I
do meditation.
Oh, that's wonderful. Do you use a guide when you do your meditation?
Yeah, I like to mix it up, though.
That's good.
So I have a few different apps. on my phone. I also just do my own kind of self-guided things.
That's wonderful. Yeah. However, whatever gets you to meditate and to reflect upon yourself, however you do it is the best way.
Yeah, someone mentioned journaling. I think Cornelius.
Oh, yes, indeed. Yeah, very important.
Are we still on for our meditation session, Cornelius?
I would be honored, good sir. Meet me up in the Tower of Tranquility. I call my nest.
Climb up his tree every day.
Yeah, and actually, I'll take you up on your offer, Cornelius, and I'm going to try climbing up there too. I figure if Maury can do it, then why can't I? Can I join you for your meditation session?
Mighty good, sir. Of course. More than welcome anytime, please. All right. And Aliza, if you could join us as well, if you could find a way to make it to the island.
Okay, where are you guys?
It's a good question.
It's difficult.
Oh, right.
That is a very good question.
Correct, huh?
Yeah, I've been trying to have someone find me for a long time, and people have a hard time finding this place for some reason. If you can, love to have you.
Okay. Let me know, if you ever find out your coordinates, and then...
I definitely will.
Try to visit.
I hope you, until then, feel well, feel better. You're still working on stuff now while you're under isolation?
Yeah, I've been writing, and I've been doing some auditions. Self-tape audition, since we're not allowed to go anywhere and audition. Yeah, that's pretty much it. And producing some stuff here and there.
What things do you like to write? Genre, perhaps.
Well, I like to write sci-fi and comedy. Sometimes
fascinating.
Sometimes together, sometimes separately. Ooh. And I also have started writing horror here and there.
Spooky.
Yeah, which is funny because I don't really like watching that many horror movies. I'm very selective about which ones I like. But I've started writing them. So
that's great. Do you like to write from the perspective of the protagonist or the antagonist? Perhaps an anti-hero of sorts.
Well, my horror... Well, one of them, definitely from the protagonist's perspective. And then the other one... There's no real antagonist except, society. It's kind of a dystopian horror. So.
Ooh, I love it.
Yeah.
Well, I hope to get a chance to read it myself one day. And if there's anybody listening, is there some place they can go to check out your work?
Yeah, I am at Aliza Pearl on Instagram and Twitter. Although, I don't know if anyone on your island has Instagram or Twitter.
Tiffany might. Tiffany, there's a snail named Tiffany. She has an Instagram, but she's the only person on the island who has an Instagram.
It was still trying to figure out how.
Yeah.
Doing it.
But meanwhile, at the very least, if anybody, there's other people I think who listen to this, or it gets put out as a podcast by this other dude. And,
oh, right. The YouTube channel.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. You're still listening / watching this on YouTube. Well,
you should be getting revenue if this is really someone taking your stream and putting it on YouTube.
Look, I'm already dealing with stuff with the guy who's putting this out as a podcast. It came back to me that he started saying that, this isn't really happening and he's just making it all up. And I don't appreciate that. So,
Who is this guy?
He's this other guy. We happen to have the same name. His name is Alex Denny. And so he's been saying he just made this up.
I know an Alex Denny.
Yeah. Sometimes I meet people who say they know him. If you see him, tell him to cut that out and quit acting this isn't really happening, because I'm really shipwrecked on this island of talking animals. I might not be reaching out for rescue. That doesn't mean I want people not thinking that I'm real. So.
Yeah, it sounds like you're really safe where you are right now, though. You don't have any coronavirus there, so.
Exactly. So for now, staying put, waiting till that all blows over. And meanwhile, just happy to keep reaching out and meeting people like yourself. And hopefully, you get something out of this, too. And
this was very fun, very enjoyable.
Well, it was for me as well, and I think Cornelius would agree.
Oh, it was the most of pleasures, my madam.
I don't know how much fun Lucy had. She ran off.
What? I figured it out.
You did. Yay! Ooh,
that was good.
What a marvelous call.
Wonderful.
What was the trunk?
Oh, I don't even want to talk about it. It was a peanut from my days in the circus that was just stuck up there.
Oh, my goodness.
And now I can do it again. I can call.
Yay!
Amazing.
So majestic.
Thank you. It's all because of your help, Aliza.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so happy I could help.
You're just a problem solver, aren't you, Aliza?
Wow. I guess I am.
Good job, Aliza. Congratulations, Lucy. Ah!
Laurie, stop creeping up on me, all right?
Sorry.
I like you, but you know.
Just don't run up her trunk, Laurie.
Yeah,
I promise I won't.
This has been great.
I think so, too. Why don't I play my closing out song, and then it's time to climb up the tree and get our meditation on.
Oh, mighty fine, mighty fine.
It's time to go. The sun's setting down. The power in my radio is almost run out. So at least for now, I'm here to stay. Maybe I'll get rescued on another day. But we had some fun. We made new friends. And tomorrow is another chance to try again. Until then, we'll say goodbye. Thanks for hanging out with me on Island Life. Thanks for hanging out with me on Island Life. Thanks for hanging out with me on Island Life.
Hey everybody, LA Alex here. Thanks for listening. If you liked what you heard, you can follow and reach out to us on social media at Island Life Pod. If you'd like to help support the show, you can become a patron at patreon.com/islandlifepod. And it would help us out a lot if you'd rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. And now for the credits. Aliza Pearl is an actor, writer, improviser, and RPG gamer. She's producing and playing in an all-Klingon Star Trek RPG game premiering on twitch.tv/Qtime sometime this summer. Depending on how soon this airs, she's also starting a science and sci-fi interview podcast to talk about the things she loves with people who love them too. And one of her improv groups, Ripley Improv, put on a live-streamed improvised YA dystopia on May 18th at twitch.tv/RipleyImprov. You can follow along with her various interests on Insta and Twitter at Aliza Pearl. Cornelius the Cockatoo is played by Jordan Matlock. Jordan graduated with a BFA in theater performance from the University of Oklahoma in 2011. He then moved to Hawaii for a year and a half, where he got his first guest star on the CBS show Hawaii Five-0. Afterwards, he moved to LA, where he has been working almost 8 years, including 2 guest stars, 2 co-stars, many commercials and independent films. Jordan was also a fight coordinator, and he actually still is. I don't know why I said was. VFX producer, writer, and director. He just finished shooting a commercial for Airbnb Experiences, which you can watch on his Instagram at jmat35mm. Also, check out his lead role in the gripping psychological short film called ROT Silent Hill, produced by the famous Corridor Digital team on YouTube. Sally the Red Hare was played by Megan Ames, an actor and improviser who recently could be seen in A Tribe Called Jest at Second City Hollywood and is on social media at Miss Megzy. Mauer the Mouse was played by me, Alex Denny. This week I released an audition cut of me singing Jeff Sums It Up from Tootsie the Broadway Musical. You can find that and my other acting work at youtube.com/thealexdenny. You can also find more of my music work at youtube.com/dennyinstereo, and my website is alexdenny.com. Cover art by Jeremy Rabb. That's it for the credits. Until next time, thanks for hanging out with us on Island Life.